In this bulletin, students back in the classroom for on-campus learning in New South Wales, another 7 COVID deaths in Victoria, and 1,461 cases, and low vaccination rates in Papua New Guinea leads to a surge in new cases. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dodd. All students in New South Wales have returned to the classroom for face-to-face learning after kindergarten, Year 1 and Year 12 students went back last week. New South Wales opposition leader Chris Minns says parents need to be patient, promising no child will be left behind.
Keep an eye on your kids, take it slow, speak to your teachers, speak to principals. They may have missed a beat over the last 12 weeks, that's fine. And if it's the case that there are a significant number of children that have fallen behind over the last 12 weeks of homeschooling, the New South Wales opposition will fight for more school counsellors and more school tutoring. We don't want any family or any student to fall behind because they've done the right thing and stayed home over the last 12 weeks.
The state recorded 294 locally acquired cases and 4 more deaths. Around 93% of people aged 16 and over have had one dose, while 84.8% have had 2 doses. Victoria has recorded 1,461 new COVID cases and 7 deaths, as unvaccinated residents have been warned they could be locked out of venues until 2023. The Health Department has confirmed the state is managing less than 25,000 active cases. Health Minister Martin Foley says 7 people have died.
And currently there are actually 802 people in our Victorian healthcare system with COVID-19 in our hospitals. Some 152 of those are in intensive care and 92 are currently on a ventilator. Very sadly, 7 people lost their lives yesterday in the reporting period to COVID-19.
The latest deaths take the toll from the current outbreak to 230. Around 74% of Victorians aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. The head of Australia's vaccine rollout, Lieutenant General John Frewen, says the country's vaccine advisory group will soon release its advice on booster shots. He says it's expected the advice will recommend a booster shot to those who've received their last dose between 6 and 12 months ago. Immunocompromised Australians are already eligible to receive a booster vaccination. Nationally, 73% of eligible people aged 16 and over are now fully vaccinated. Health authorities are calling for international support in Papua New Guinea as the country faces a surge in cases of COVID-19. There have been over 26,700 officially confirmed cases and more than 300 deaths. Less than 1% of the island nation's 9 million people have been fully vaccinated. The Morrison government is refusing to divulge the modelling underpinning its strategy to cut carbon emissions, saying it's confidential cabinet information. Energy and Emissions Reduction Minister Angus Taylor has made a public interest immunity claim on the modelling because it informed or was subject of cabinet deliberations. Coalition partner of the Nationals have demanded concessions in the federal climate plan in exchange for a net zero target. National Senator Bridget McKenzie wouldn't disclose details to a Senate estimates hearing.
I'm not going to private discussions between the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister. I'm being very clear about the National Party's position, and it is that we don't support a more ambitious target than we already have on 2030. We're actually decreased our emissions in this country by 20%. I don't hear you actually applauding that at all, Senator Watt, and we did it without the Labor Party's carbon tax, I might say.
Resources and Water Minister Keith Pitt will return to the Cabinet as part of the deal. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 17. Adelaide, sunny and 31. Melbourne, similar conditions, 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, sunny and 20. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, partly cloudy, 22. Newcastle, similar conditions, 24. Brisbane, showers and 27. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, similar and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.